Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. I'm the founder of Lead Above Noise, a firm specializing in helping teams and organizations optimize their working experience. Some days working with teams feels more like doing family therapy than anything else, which, by the way, I am profoundly unqualified to do. But still, my family, full disclosure, is kind of zany. The uncles, the cousins, I mean, honestly, how I share DNA with any of them is one of life's great mysteries. You know, come to think of it, everyone I know seems to have a zany family, but no one I've ever met is the zany one. Are you smiling? Does this kind of resonate with you? Is everyone in your family but you kind of quirky in some way? This same phenomenon shows up in teams as well. When anything goes wrong, like a ball gets dropped or a deadline is missed or a project has to be reworked, we all point fingers at everyone else, never at ourselves. And while I cannot help on the kooky family front, just let Uncle Alan do that weird juggling thing and keep the matches locked away, I do have some tricks up my sleeve to help a team find its way from finger pointing to real solutions. This reality, this something going wonky in the workplace followed by fingers pointing every which way, always signals to me that role clarity or lack thereof is probably your culprit. We all generally strive to do a good job, and when something fails, it's more often a failure of clarity, like who owned that decision or that responsibility, than it is a failure of individual performance. And infusing even a little bit of clarity into a team's roles and responsibilities can make a huge difference. I do this work with teams pretty often, and I'd love to share how I approach getting them to clarity. If your team is struggling with role clarity, with dropping balls or stepping on toes or missing deadlines or struggling to collaborate, then pick this one up and run with it. And by the way, team in this case can mean the team that you report into or an intersection of two teams who collaborate on an outcome or a temporary project team. Really, any collection of people whose shared contributions are required to get to an outcome. So bring your team members, however you are defining team, together and have a conversation that covers the following ground. Step one, name strengths. Anytime I facilitate a conversation about things that we need to change, I always begin first with naming a team's collective strengths. This helps us to understand both what we have to build upon, like if a team is awesome at creative problem solving, let's make sure we harness that going forward, and also to know what we need to protect and preserve. So before we define changes we'll make, let's be really clear we don't accidentally make it harder for this team to come together and solve problems. So the first part of your conversation is an invitation to all participants to name their favorite strength of the team. I typically do this with metaphor cards because people like to think in pictures, but a verbal round robin will do the trick as well. Capture responses in a spot where people can see them throughout the conversation. Being reminded of what we do well helps us stay in a really collaborative zone.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Okay, step two, swap hats. Not literally, because lice really freaks me out, but metaphorically. Here's what I mean. Choose a scenario that has played out a few times before, like how no one sleeps the night before a new campaign launches because of all the last-minute scrambling that has to occur, or how the marketing and product teams are constantly arguing over which products to promote, and nobody knows whose final decision it is. List them all. These are annoying. And just two examples of things that can show up when roles and responsibilities are unclear. Now choose one. And what you're going to do is rehash everything that is painful about this interaction. But you are going to ask each team member to play somebody else. So in this case, your head of product will play your head of marketing and vice versa. So now as your head of marketing is running the process with a product hat on, you'll be amazed at the insight and empathy that this experience can unearth. This hat swapping exercise challenges people to step out of the assumptions that we make when we see the world with blinders on, and it pushes us into really feeling the experience of others. This opens our minds to a greater range of solutions. Step three, charter key roles. You want to identify the key roles on this team. Like maybe you're a technology team with a developer, a project manager, an architect, and a scrum master. Yes, I just did this exercise with a tech team, which is the only reason I know those words. Here, your goal is to capture the essence and boundaries of each role. What it does, what it doesn't do, and where the boundaries exist between each. And you want to be sure that there is no duplication. No two roles can own the same thing, but also no gaps. Like every step in a key process must exist in one of the role charters. Here are the boxes I typically include on a role charter. What is its unique value to the organization? Like the singular thing that this role must do, and only this role can do it. What are the key activities, the actual work somebody in this role must do? What decisions must this person make or inform? Like where are they strategically or purposefully in demand? What are the key skills and capabilities required to do this role well? And finally, what are the measures of success? When you're done, hang these role charters side by side. Take a step back and reflect. Take it in and refine before moving to the next step. Okay, step four, pressure test your role charters. So now you've designed and defined these roles on paper. Now it's time to run your decisions through a real-life scenario to see how they hold up. Take a process or transaction that typically falls apart. Talk it through step by step. And as you go through, capture every critical activity, decision, and handoff along the way. Use the role charters as your roadmap. Note the specific spots where something usually gets lost or overlooked or happens late. Reference your role charters. Who now needs to make that decision or refine that timeline or do that activity that usually falls apart? Use this process to finalize your role charters, which should ultimately serve as your final source of truth. And finally, step five, commit to implementing. Once you've landed on role descriptions that work for everybody, it's time to bring them to life. So make a plan. Do you need anybody else's input or approval before you finalize these? How do you want to inform other key stakeholders of these updates? How will you hold each other accountable to owning these versions of your roles? And how will you negotiate future questions or conflicts as they arise? I really believe if you give this a try, you'll experience a lot more ease and success in the workplace. And if you need any help or support, don't be shy in reaching out. This is my jam. Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, visit my website at leadabovenoise.com if your organization is looking to dial up its employee experience or deliver some leadership development that activates change. You can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Find and follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Feuerbend with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin, and our intern is Cameron Lacey.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.